有姐妹们朋友们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends.
感谢神赐给我们音乐。
Praise the Lord, he gives us music.
感谢神让我们当中有美好歌喉的弟兄姐妹。
And we also thank the Lord for giving some of us a beautiful voice to sing.
神赐给我们有美好歌喉的弟兄姐妹们，让他们唱。
They can sing for us in praise of Him.
那我们没有美好歌喉的弟兄姐妹，神就让我们学会听。
And those who are not given, as gifts by God with a beautiful voice, we can listen to what they sing.
我常说，感谢神赐给我们会欣赏音乐的人。
So we thank the Lord.For giving us some of us who can appreciate music.
不然的话，大家都在唱，大家都在做音乐，没人听，多可惜。
Otherwise, all of us would be just singing, and no one would be listening and appreciate their singing.
过去这一周，我们家里面放了一些影片给孩子，跟孩子一起看。
In this past week, at my home, we showed some movies films to our children.
我们看了这看了几个影片，是关于这个世界动物的世界。
We watched several films, films. They were about animals in this.World.
我们家的小孩对这个动物和生物的世界非常的好奇。
My children are very interested in the animals and the other things in this world or in this universe.
我跟 Cindy 也是对他们很有兴趣。
We are also
Cindy and I are also
very interested.In those pictures of.
我们在看这个影片的当中，其中有一部分是放是这个讲到北极跟南极的环境和在那里住宿的动物。
In the films that we were watching, some portions were about North Poles and the South Poles.
特别有意思的就是在南极的这块陆地上面。
In the land of the South Pole.
因为它是整年的都是等于说是封锁在这个冰川之下。
Because it's all under ice glaciers, yeah.
所以他们那边的环境特别的恶劣。
So the environment is very bad.
不用讲这个春夏秋还是寒冷的。在严冬的时候，更是这个冰天雪地、风暴的一个地方。
This is especially so when it's in the winter.
所以在这个影片里面，他讲到这些企鹅。
In those films, they talk about
企鹅，他们在传宗接代，他们在养育下一代的时候，正就是在寒冬的那几个月。
When these
penguins
are raising their children, it's under a very in a very severe cold.
爸爸企鹅是孵蛋的。
So the 你翻译吧。
爸爸企鹅是孵蛋的。The daddy penguin is the one who nurses the egg. 然后妈妈企鹅呢就去海里面去觅食。
And mothers are responsible to find food.
然后呢在这个寒冬的三个月里面 这个爸爸企鹅就孵着这个蛋，他就不吃不喝。
In the 3 months of winter time, the fathers, they are nursing the eggs.
The eggs.
Eggs, right? So, they do not eat, nor do they drink.
然后呢，他们就在这个冰天雪地的风暴当中，他们就是就一群一群的就堆在那里，然后就忍受着这个冰天雪地的煎熬。
So in groups, they just bear the severe cold of the winter.
就是零下十几度，包括这个风寒的这样的一个恶劣气候当中。
We are talking about storms or temperature below zero.
然后呢，等到春天来临的时候呢，他们每一只爸爸企鹅的肚子里面还有一顿饭可以给他孩子吃。
But when the springtime comes, every father has something.
One more meal left.
One more meal left for their
inside them to feed the hatchling. Okay. Yeah. 文学教授，所以 I'm giving her a hard time today. Okay. 然后呢，这些妈妈企鹅们三个月之后觅食，它就回来，然后他们就喂养这些小企鹅。
So after 3 months, those mothers now come back and feed their children.
很奇妙，对不对？
So this is really wonderful, miraculous.
这些企鹅在这个零下几十度的风寒当中，不吃不喝站着三个月，孵着他们这个他们的后代，这个企鹅蛋，他们怎么不死啊？
So those fathers.Have been in severe cold without eating or drinking anything for 3 months, but they do not die. They are still alive. This is really a wonder.
所以我的小孩就问呢、啊。
So my children ask.
他说：“为什么他们要选在这么恶劣的环境里面生活
？”Why is that? They have chosen to live.In such a bad environment.
为什么他们好像是冒着生命的危险，或者是他们的这个蛋，或者是小企鹅可能会死亡的这样的一个情形生活呢？
Why it seems that they risk their lives to live in such a bad environment?
你知道我以前也没有想过这个问题。
And I never thought about this question.
可是当我在跟他们一起看这个影片的时候，我心里面非常的惊叹。
But when I was watching those films with my children, I was really amazed.
惊叹的是什么？
What was I amazed at?
是神的作为。
I was amazed at the great work of God.
这些企鹅，他们每两只企鹅只能生一只，只能生一粒蛋。
So every two penguins, right, can have only one egg.
而且这个蛋在那这样的风寒当中，很可能也一下就被冰冻就死了。
And there's a possibility that this egg will just freeze in those.
可是神的安排让他们可以这样子在这样的环境当中生存而且繁衍。
But God's work is such that they can live on under such a bad environment.
而且在虽然是这样子极其恶劣的环境，但是只有企鹅可以生存，也就是说这些会攻击他们会吃他们的这些野兽没有办法在他们繁衍下一代的时候来攻击他们。
And because they live in such a bad environment that other animals cannot survive in that kind of environment. And that means those penguins will not be attacked by any other animals.
在食物链当中，他们所谓的天敌，没有一个可以在那样恶劣的气候之下生存。
No other animals can live in that kind of bad environment.
这是神的保护。
So this is the protection of God.
这是神的供应。
This is the provisions of God.
Eli 说：“我看了这个影片，我看了我都冷了。”
Elise said that after I watched these films, I feel cold myself.
可是当我们看这个 动物世界神所创造的世界的时候。
But when we see this the animal world, the animals created by God.
我们不得不惊叹神是毫这个唯无不这个无微不至的照顾。
We cannot help but be amazed that God really protect each and every one of us even in very minute detail.
生命是在神的手中。
Life is in God.
连动物的生命都是在神的保护当中，更何况是他所爱的人。
Even the lives of animals are in under the protection of God. That alone, those of human beings who are loved so much by God.
动物不能认识神。
Animals have no capacity to know God.
可是他们是神所造的，也是神所关心的。
But still, they are made by God, and they are within God's care.
人可以认识神。
But we human beings can know God.
我们特别是受到神所爱的。
Especially, we are those who God love so much.
我们是照着神的形象受造的。
We are made in the likeness of God.
这是何等大的祝福。
So, we really enjoy this great blessing.
今天跟弟兄姐妹们交通的这段经文
，Today, the passage, in the passage that I'm going to share with brothers and sisters,
是讲到这个神所赐给我们这个信心的宝贵。
This passage is talked about, how precious, the faith that God has given us is.
让我们能够回想到。纪念到神对我们的爱是何等的丰富。
This passage will remind us of how abundant God's love is for us.
我们一起开始做一个祷告。
So let's start today's sermon by a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你是一个爱我们的神。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are a loving God.
天父，我们感谢你，在我们还不认识你的时候，你的爱就已经向我们显明了。
Thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you because before we knew you, you already have showed us your love.
之前我们是过着顶撞着你的一个生活。
Before we knew you, we lived a disobedient life.
我们是任凭着自己的意思在过生活。
We did things in accordance with what we would like to.
我们是受着罪恶的捆绑而生活。
We are under the control of sins.
我们也受着罪恶的后果而受苦。
And we were suffering because of the consequences of.Our sins and transgressions.
但是今天，因为我们认识了主耶稣基督的爱
，But today, because we know you and know your love,
我们可以得着你的生命
，We have your life.
我们可以得着从你而来的盼望
，We have the hope which is from you.
我们可以看见并且得着你无微不至的照料
，We can see and we also have a care.From you.
求主你借着你自己的话语今天来向我们说话。
May you speak to us through your own word.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 今天讲到的经文是从路加福音第22章。
Today's passage is in Luke chapter 22.
31和32节。
Verses 31 and 32.
这是主耶稣基督在他要上十字架之前与门徒所吃的最后的晚餐，他向彼得所说的一句话。
This passage occurred when at the last supper, Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Peter.
主耶稣基督他对彼得说，西门西门，撒旦想要得着你们，好筛你们像筛麦子一样，但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心，你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Christ said, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
今天讲到的主题称之为不会失败的信心。
The topic today, is the faith that fails not.
这是从第32节里面中文圣经翻译说不至于失了信心的那句话而来的。
I have taken this from verse 32, and the Chinese translation is 叫你不至于失了信心。
So that you would not lose your faith. 但是这一句话当主耶稣基督向保罗提到的时候，并不是说他会失去他的信心。
But when Jesus Christ said this to Peter, right? He does not mean that you, Peter, will lose your faith.
他讲的是你的这个信心不会失败。
What Christ was actually saying is that Peter, your faith, will not fail.
也就是说，彼得，当你的信心在受到试炼、受到试探、受到打击的时候。
In other words, Peter, when your faith is in the midst of trials and tribulations,
你的信心不会被击垮，不会被击溃。
Your faith will not fail. Your faith will not fall.
这个弟兄姐妹是神所赐给我们恩典当中最重要、最重要、最大的一个恩典。
Brothers and sisters, among all the blessings that God has given us, this one is the greatest.
这个是我们与神的生命里面的一个基础。
This is the foundation of our relationship with God in life.
一个有了主耶稣基督生命属于神的儿子女儿。
One, who has already had a life from Jesus Christ.
我们从神所赐予我们我们从神而来，神所赐予我们的这个信心是一个不会失败的信心。
From the faith that God has granted us, this faith will not fail.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这一点对我们来说是多么重要吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you realize how important this is for us?
今天有许多人不了解这一点。
Today, there are many people who do not understand this.
有些人说我今天信主了。
Some people would say, I believe in Christ.
但是呢，只是我现在认为基督教的信仰是对我来说是最好的或者是有效的。
That's because I believe Christianity as a faith or religion is beneficial to me.
很可能有一天我就认为这个是我不需要的，也是不重要的。
But probably one day in the future, I will find this faith no longer beneficial to me or no longer important to me.
不但是我有自己有这样的一个想法，我看见我周遭我认识的人也有这样子的情形。
I have this kind of mindset, and when I see people around me, I also find that they have similar thinking.
年轻的时候，或者是几年之前说是信主、决志，甚至还受洗。
There are people who, when they were young, they made decisions for Christ, or even were baptized.
可是呢，几年之后，或者是长大了以后，所谓离开了神，已经不再信神了。
But a few years later, these people may no longer believe in God.
主耶稣基督的福音，圣经的教导，神的存在，对他们来说是无关痛痒的。
The Gospels of Jesus Christ, the teachings of the Bible, or even or whether or not God exists, are no longer important to them.
所以这是一个可有可无的事情，重点就是我信与不信。
So, this faith is not something indispensable. In other words, I can believe in it, or I can, I can just do not believe, not believe in it.
或者有些人有这样子的一个恐惧。
Or some other people may have such a fear.
我愿意相信有神。
I'm willing to believe that there is God.
我愿意当我从这个 世上离世以后，我愿意进天堂。
I'm willing to enter heaven after I no longer exist in this world.
因为我不要下地狱。
Because I don't want to go to hell.
可是我怎么样子能够有把握，等到我死后我会被神接去天堂呢？
However, how can I be sure that I will go to heaven and not to hell after I die?
我没有办法有这样的一个确据。
There's no way for me to get any assurance on this point.
因为我对进天堂这件事情没有把握，所以我只能尽我的能力，今天在世上尽到我的能力，做到圣经上面对我的要求。
Because I don't know for sure whether or not I will enter heaven after I die. So what I can do now is to make the most of my life on earth.
就像刘长老上礼拜告诉 跟我们分享的，我就尽量的过一个像是一个基督徒的生活。
As Pastor Elder Liu shared with us last week, we will just do our best to live a life which is Christian-like.
我可以来教会。
I come to church.
我甚至可以有点奉献。
I even make some offerings.
我也读圣经。
I read the Bible.
我也时常跟神祷告。
I often pray to God.
可是我做这一切事情的当中，我并没有把握我在我死后是不是会得到神的称许，是不是神会接我到他的天家。
But when I am doing all of this, there's no assurance within me that I will receive God's approval after I die.
这是一个没有把握的一个生活。
So this is a kind of life on earth which does not have any assurance.
我们如果这样子去想的话，
if we think this way,
这是一种很恐惧、很不平安的一种生活，是不是？
So this life is really filled with fear, insecurity, isn't it?
如果神所赐给我的生命是要靠我的决定来做，那我当然是，我知道我自己是一个没有办法十分在这件事情上面百分之百可靠的人呢。
If the life that God has given me depends on my decisions, I really don't have any assurance or confidence that what will happen to me after I die.
我如果对于我在主耶稣基督里面的生命，然后在这个来世，不是来世，就是在这个离世之后，我在神的天家里面的这个所属的这个属于天家里面的这个一份子的这一点，我没有把握的话，我们在这个世界上面过的生活是一个恐惧的生活。
If I have no assurance or confidence at all about the life that I have received from Jesus Christ and all about the life after my life on this earth, whether or not I will be received into the eternal home of Heavenly Father. If I don't have any confidence about this, then the life we live on earth is is the one which is full of fear and insecurity.
那我何必呢？
Then why should I live this way?
Why do I even bother?
Why do I even bother?
弟兄姐妹， 我们在神的保护之下，借着主耶稣基督所拥有的生命以及对神的信心，这个是我们要有极度的把握的一件事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, we must have assurance about the life that we receive from Jesus Christ, about the life that we live under the protection of God, and about the life after we depart from this earth.
那我们之所以我们要怎么样能够有把握呢？
So how can we get this kind of assurance?
因为这个把握不是从神，不是从人而来的。
This kind of assurance does not come from man.
这个把握是从神而来的。
This kind of assurance is from God.
是从神话里面，神的话语里面所给予我们的应许，并且是从神爱我们的行动里面，我们可以有把握。
This assurance comes from the promises that God has given us through His Word and from the actual protections and blessings that we have received in life.
我们看约翰福音第三章第三十六节。
Let's take a look at John
3:36.
3:36.
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒常在他的身上。
John 3:36 Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
神所给予我们的应许就是我们相信，我们信靠主耶稣基督的人，神的永生就与我们同在了。
The promise that God has given us is that those who believe in His Son will receive eternal life.
我们很熟悉的罗马书第十章第九节。
There is another passage which may be familiar to many of us. It's Romans.
Chapter 10, verse 9.
Chapter 10, verse 9.
人因为心里相信，你若口里认耶稣基督为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
Romans chapter 10 verse 9 that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
我们所信的主耶稣基督不是说历史当中有这么一个人。
Jesus Christ, whom we believe in, is not just a historical figure.
我们所信的主耶稣基督是因为我们知道他是一个完全诚实，有神同在，事实上就是神道成肉身的这么一位，这是我们所信的。
The Jesus Christ we believe in is God who became a flesh in this world, who is the Son of God and who is God.
他来到这个世上，他是公平、诚实、公义。
He is innocent. He is without sin. He is the embodiment of justice, righteousness.
他说，他告诉我们说，他是神的儿子。
He told us that he is the Son of God.
他来到世上，为的是要为我们的罪而死。
He came to the world in order to die for sinners, for us.
而我们每一个属于神的人，都因为接触到了主耶稣基督，我们看见我们自己的罪恶。
Every one of us who believed in Jesus Christ knows we are sinners.
我们看见我们在这个世上，不论我们自己多么的努力，想要控制我们的生活，我们控制不了。
We see that in this world, no matter how much efforts we make, we cannot control ourselves not to sin.
我们看见我们自己生命当中我们所受的痛苦。
We see all the kinds of sufferings and hardships in our lives on earth.
我们也看见这个世界上都是因为罪的缘故在受着极大的痛苦。
We also see the world around us. All people are suffering because of the sins and transgressions.
可是神在他的恩典里面让我们看见了他是美好、美善、爱我们的神。
But in His grace, God allows us to see He is a God full of love, and kindness.
不但如此，他差遣了他的独生子。
Not only so, He sent His only begotten Son.
神成为了人。
And became a human being.
极度的将自己限制了。
In a human form, he is extremely restricted.
Yeah, severely limited himself. And
then he died for us on the cross.
We
know this for fact.
当我们想到了既然有人会为我们而死,
When we think that there's one who is willing to die for us,
而且是为了我的过犯而死,
Not only so, he died for us because of my sins and transgression.
为了我的罪, 为了我的错, 为了我为神的顶撞, 他付上了我的代价。
He died for me because of all my disobedience to God.
但是他不只是在十字架上死而已。
But he died on the cross. That's not the end.
他第三日从死里复活, 战胜了死亡。
On the third day, he resurrected. That means he overcame death.
我们因为对这些事情有了认识, 我们受了感动, 我们接受了主耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
After we know all of this, and we were moved by the Spirit, and then we became Christians.
我们得到的就是这个信心的确据。
What we have received is this assurance of faith.
就是信主的就有永生。
That is, those who believe have eternal life.
跟随耶稣的就必得救。
Those who follow Jesus Christ will be saved.
这个把握不是在我们人的身上，是在神的手中。
This kind of assurance does not rest on us. Rather, it rests on God.
以弗所书2章8-9节讲得很清楚。
Ephesians chapter
2,
verses 8 and 9 say this clearly.
我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。这并不是出于我们的，乃是出于神的。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God.
因为这一切都是从神而来的，所以神是那位信实的，而且是这个言出必应的这位神，所以我们可以有把握。
Since all of this comes from God, and we know this God is a faithful God, whatever He promised, He will fulfill it. Then we can trust what He said to us through His word.
也因为这个信心是从神而来的，所以属于神的人，我们的信心是不会失败的信心。
And because this faith comes from God, so those of us who belong to God will not lose this faith.
可是弟兄姐妹，今天我们要被提醒的是什么？
But brothers and sisters, what are we going to be reminded today?
什么叫做不会失败的信心？
What it means by a faith that cannot fail?
我们的信心都是不失败的吗？
Is it true that our faith is always cannot be failed or will not fail?
我们是不是每一个属于神的儿女，在生活当中，我们都是活得很光明？
Is it that every one of us who belongs to Christ in real life, we live honestly?
我们是不是都很有力量？
Is it that every one of us who belong to Christ in our life, we live always with strength?
我们都爱神，我们都追求神。
At all times, we love God, we pursue God.
天天读圣经，天天祷告。
We do prayers and we read Bibles every day.
笑口常开是一个喜乐人。
We are always smiling, meaning that we are always in great joy.
我们在家人面前，我们在工作岗位，我们每日的生活，我们都是见证主的。
At home, in our workplace, at all times, we testify for Christ. Is it so?
我们有没有灵里面软弱的时候？
Are there any times when we feel weak in our spirit?
我们有没有感受不到神的时候？
Are there any times when we feel that we don't have the Lord with us?
我们有没有觉得我们在属灵的道路上面跌倒的时候？
Are there any times when we feel that we stumbled on our journey?
我们有没有不想读圣经，不想祷告的时候？
Are there any times when we don't feel like reading the Bible or praying?
我们有没有感觉我们没有力量再去爱别人了？
Are there any times we feel that we don't have strength or motivation to love other people?
我没有精力继续在这个生活当中努力下去了。
I don't have energy or strength anymore to live on.
那这是不是一个不失败的信心呢？
So all of this, does it mean that does it all refer to a faith that will not fail?
弟兄姐妹，一个拥有主耶稣基督生命的人，
Brothers and sisters, one who owns a life from Christ,
这个真正的生命，这个真正的信心是不会失败的。
This real faith, this real life will not fail.
但是它并不表示它不会受到搅扰。
But it does not mean that this kind of faith and life will not suffer any setbacks.
这并不是表示在我们的情感当中，甚至我们意志当中，我们有时候会觉得我们没有好好的跟随主。
This does not mean that we will not feel in our mind or in our heart or in our emotion that God is not with us.
没有一个人比主耶稣基督对这件事情更了解。
No one knows this more clearly than Christ himself.
没有一个人比主耶稣基督更了解我们所面对的情况。
No one understands more than Christ the situations that we face every day.
主耶稣基督跟彼得所讲的话，他今天同样的告诉跟我们讲。
What Christ said to Peter long time ago, he's saying the same thing to us today.
我们要怎么样子能够确定也认识我们有这样子一个不会失败的信心呢？
How can we be sure or recognize that we have a faith that will not fail?
第一，一个不会失败的信心是一个受试炼的信心。
First, a faith that cannot fail or will not fail is a faith that is bound to be tested.
主耶稣跟彼得说，撒旦想要得着你们，要筛你们像筛麦子一样。
In verse 31, Jesus Christ said to Peter, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat.
什么叫做筛麦子，筛你们一样？
What does it mean by sifting you as wheat.
就是撒旦要攻击你。
That means a Satan is going to attack you.
撒旦会用你生活当中所遭遇、所面对的环境，他要来试炼你。
Satan will use whatever happens to you in life, to attack you.
弟兄姐妹，一个没有经过试炼过的信心，这个信心的本质是没有人可以知道的。
Dear brothers and sisters, a faith without having been tested is a faith that is unsure.
彼得认识了主耶稣基督，彼得对主耶稣基督是多么的坚持。
Of course, Peter knew Jesus Christ, and Peter's faith in Jesus Christ was very firm.
你看第三十三节。
Just take a look at verse 33.
彼得跟主耶稣说，主啊，就是同你下监，同你受死，我也是甘心的。
Peter said to Christ, Lord, I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death.
在其他的福音书里面，他更加强的说，其他的人可能离弃你，我绝对不会。
In other Gospels, we see that Peter even went so far as to say, even though all other people rejected you, I will not reject you.
弟兄姐妹，当我们最早认识主耶稣基督的时候，
Dear brothers and sisters, when we first knew Christ,
当我们认识了主是多么的爱我们，
when we knew Christ, we realized how much he loved me.
当我们知道他是我们的造物主，
when we realized that he made me, he is a creator.
当我知道了我是如此的污秽、肮脏、有缺陷的时候，他还是完完全全的包容我、爱了我。
When we knew that despite the fact that I am full of sins and transgressions, and I am so filthy in spirit and so on, he still, despite all of this, he still loved me.
我们当时对主耶稣基督的回应是不是也是，主啊，我属你。
At that time, our response to Christ, was it also, Lord, I belong to you.
主，我要将我的一生交托于你。
Lord, I would like to commit all my life to you.
我要为你而活。
I'm going to live for you.
我永远不会离弃你。
I will forever not forsake you.
是，我们就像彼得一样。
Yes, our response was the same as Christ, as Peter did.
可是弟兄姐妹，今天我们的光景是如何？
But what is the situation today?
彼得在他向主耶稣基督宣告说，就像算是下监，就算是受死，我也与你一同甘心的去跟你跟着你的时候，他之后发生了什么事？
After Peter claimed to Jesus Christ that I'm ready to go with you to prison and to death, then what happened later?
他因为他自己生命受到了威胁，他三次不认主。
Because his life was threatened, he denied Christ three times.
在同一天里面，他向主耶稣刚下了这个下定决心，上刀山下油锅，在所不辞的时候，他三次在人的面前不认主。
Just within a short time of one day, he denied Jesus three times.
别人看见他说，你不就跟那个耶稣一样吗？你是耶稣同党的。
When people said to him, you are with that criminal who's going to be nailed on the cross.
他说，我不懂你在说什么，我不是那个人。
Peter responded, I don't know what you are talking about. I'm not with that person.
弟兄姐妹，他的信心有没有受到动摇？
So, brothers and sisters, was his faith at that point still firm?
他的信心绝对是受了动摇。
We know it's for a fact that his faith at that point was no longer firm.
他的心智是属于神的。
Maybe he has a heart, he has a mind for God.
可是生活的环境和生命的威胁使得他不得不在当时他 否认了主耶稣。
But the circumstances and the fact that his life was being threatened at that time, he just chose to deny Christ.
可是他的信心虽然受到动摇，他的信心有没有失败？
So we may say that his faith was no longer firm, but can we say that his faith fails?
没有。
The answer is no.
这就是第二点，一个不会失败的信心是一个被主耶稣基督亲自坚定的一个信心。
This is the second point I'm going to say. That is a faith that cannot fail or will not fail is the faith which has already been strengthened by Lord Christ.
这是一段非常非常宝贵的一个经文，也是一个非常非常明白的将主耶稣基督爱我们的心显明的一段经文。
This is a very precious Bible passage. This is a very precious promise. That is, Lord Jesus Christ has strengthened the faith that he has given us.
主耶稣基督在跟彼得讲完了他那两句话之后
After Jesus said to Peter, finished those two sentences,
他进了客西马尼园
Jesus Christ went into
the Garden of
Gethsemane.
圣经上面告诉我们说，耶稣极其的伤痛，他感觉他自己是在全世界当中，他是极其的孤独，连他的父神都是撇弃他的时候。
The Bible tells us that at time, Lord Jesus Christ was extremely anxious, was extremely in extremely spiritual pain. He thought that all the world people.Even his heavenly father had rejected him.
他最亲近的门徒不跟他在一起了。
His disciples who used to be so close to him are no longer with him.
跟随他的群众都散了。
Those the crowds which used to follow him were all dispersed.
因为他要将世人我们的罪肩负在他的背上。使得他的父神要掩面转头不看他的时候
Because he is to bear all the sins of human beings to such extent that even his heavenly father will turn away from him.
他被带到大祭司的屋里面受审判
Jesus Christ was brought to a chief a priest and was persecuted, was on trial.
他极力的否认他跟主耶稣基督有关系。
他是 Peter.
这是 Peter, yeah.
At that time, Peter denied that he had anything to do with Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督在那个大祭司的屋里，他就在这个屋外的院子里面。
When Jesus Christ was on trial in the place of a chief priest, Peter stood right outside that house, that building.
当他第三次不认耶稣的时候
when he came to deny Lord Christ for the third time,
第六十一节告诉我们主就转过来看彼得。
六十一节第几章？
二十二章。
Chapter two, chapter 22, verse 69. told us. So Lord, the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter.
主转过来看着彼得，这个否认他的彼得，这个当初爱他、坚定的说要跟随他的彼得，否认了他。
The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter, who had denied him three times.
可是主耶稣看他的这个眼光不是责备的眼光。
But when the Lord looked straight at Peter, he did not look at him with a blame or accusation.
他看彼得的眼光是一个怜爱的眼光。
He looked at Peter with love and compassion.
他看彼得的眼光是一个坚定他的眼光。
He looked at Peter with the purpose to strengthen him.
彼得就想起了主所对他说的话。
Then Peter remembered the word the Lord had spoke to him.
结果他就出去痛哭。
So Peter went out and cried.
主当时跟彼得说的是什么? 之前跟彼得说的是什么?
What did Lord Christ said to Peter?
你的信心会受到试炼。
Your faith will be tested.
可是我已经为你祈求，使你的信心不至于失败。
But I have already prayed for you so that you will not lose your faith or your faith will not fail.
弟兄姐妹，我们从神那边得来的信心是一个不断的把我们带回主耶稣基督的信心。
Dear brothers and sisters, the faith we receive from Christ is a kind of faith which constantly brings us back to Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在我们的生活里面，在我们的生命当中，一定会受到打击。
It is inevitable that in our life we will suffer attacks or hardships.
甚至当我们在打击之中，我们受到动摇，我们开始觉得我们看不见神了。
We may even not be able to stand firm in our faith. In those circumstances.
但是主耶稣基督他用他坚定的眼光看着我们说, 不是你的错。
But Lord Jesus Christ will look at us saying that this is not your fault.
但是你的信心在经过试炼之后, 我会将你坚定。
After your faith is tested, I will strengthen you.
不但我们的救恩是从主耶稣基督而来的,
Our salvation comes from Christ, but not only that.
我们的信心, 我们的生命仍然在他的保守和掌握之中。
Our faith, our life are also in His hands, under His protection.
神的话告诉我们, 主耶稣基督是我们救恩创始成终的主。
God's words tells us that Lord Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith.
创始成终的意思就是他是我们救恩的源头，也是保守我们救恩一直到底的这一位。
Meaning that He is the source of our salvation. He also sustains us through our journey of faith.
一个不会失败的信心，弟兄姐妹，第三点。
The third point I'm going to share with us is that a faith that will not fail
是一个能够建立他人的信心。
It's a faith that can strengthen other brothers and sisters.
主耶稣基督跟彼得在第32节里面他说，我已经为你祈求了，使你的信心。 不至于失败，然后呢，你回头以后就要坚固你的弟兄。In
verse 32, Jesus Christ said to Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
弟兄姐妹，我们在神的里面有没有真的生命？
brothers and sisters, in God do we have true life?
主耶稣基督的生命是不是激励着我们？
Does the life of Jesus Christ continually encourage us?
我们有没有经历神的拯救？我们有没有经历神的保守？我们有没有经历神的供应？
Have we ever truly experienced His salvation, His protection, and His provision?
我们有没有在艰苦的时候经历神的恩典？
When we are in suffering and hardships, have we experienced His grace?
我们有没有在生命里面，也许因为家庭的关系或者工作的关系，当我们的信心受到击打的时候
？In life, whenever our faith is under attack, whether or not it's from home or in the workplace,
因为我们将自己交托于神
，but because we commit ourselves to God.
我们看见神怜爱我们的眼光。
We see his look with love and compassion.
我们知道，我们知道他今天是坐在天父的右手边，在为我们祈求。
We know that he's now sitting on the right hand side of Heavenly Father, praying for us.
我们得到了坚定。
Then we are strengthened.
那我们有没有用神所赐给我们的这一切美好的事物去向其他人分享呢？
Then do we use these blessings from the Lord to share with our brothers and sisters?
一个不会失败的信心是我们将神所赐给我们美好的经历，神所赐给我们所有一切好的分享给他人的，因为这是神的心意。
A faith that will not fail also means that we share all the blessings that we have received from Lord with brothers and sisters because this is the will of God.
什么样叫做将我们的信心让它被试炼？
What does it mean by having our faith tested?
那是愿意把我们的生命交给神。
That means we are willing to give our life to God.
你知道对亚伯拉罕来说，
For Abraham,
那是当他在100岁的时候，人那么老的时候，他还去生儿子。
When he was already 100 years old, at that old age, he still
try to have a kid.
然后在当中经历
神。
And in that, he experienced God.
什么是让信心受试炼？
What it means by having faith tested.
是当他盼望这么久，最后神赐给他的儿子生出来以后，神说你要把这个儿子献给我。
It's when he after so long a time of waiting, he finally got a son. And then God told him that now you have to give back your son to me.
对约伯来说，
For Job,
信心让神去试炼，是这位敬虔爱主的人。
Having faith tested means that this godly person who loves God
是拥有许多财产、拥有许多儿女的人。
He possesses lots of children and properties.
在一天之中
，just within one day，
撒旦把他的儿女、把他的这些所有的牛羊、他一切的财富全部都塞光了。
Satan destroyed all his children and all his possessions.
但是他们却没有在神的面前埋怨或者是犯罪。
Despite all these happenings, he did not complain within God and he did not sin.
他们任凭撒旦来试炼他们，但是他们的信心是摆在神的掌握之中。
He allowed Satan to test his faith using all the matters, still he entrusts his faith with God.
今天在我们的生活当中也会遭遇这样的情形。
In the same way, in our life, we will face similar situations.
Cindy and I,
experienced these things, and I believe many brothers and sisters among us have the same experience.
我们结婚之后第一个孩子是流掉的。
Our first child, miscarried.
为什么神要做这些事情?
Then why did God allow that to happen to us?
我们老四老五生出来双胞胎的时候, 为什么有一个看起来就会死掉?
When our twins
were first conceived,
it looked as though one of them would eventually die.
当我们自己的婚姻，我不是讲我跟Cindy，我说当我们自己在婚姻当中碰到困难的时候，
when in marriage we encounter problems, difficulties,
或者是我们爱的家人当中婚姻出了问题，
or the marriage of our beloved ones in our family have problems.
我们看见我们亲爱的家人或孩子，他们生病但是无药可救的时候，
when we see that our beloved ones are sick and seems past remedy,
就是我们信心受到试炼的时候，
that is the time when our faith is being tested.
主耶稣基督他的应许是我已经为你祷告，使你的信心不至于失败。
Lord Jesus Christ, his promise is that I have prayed for you so that your faith may not fail.
并且你一定会回头。
And also I assure you, you will turn back.
而且你回头之后，你就可以去坚定你的弟兄。
And after you have turned back, you may be in a position to strengthen your brothers and sisters.
这是神给我们一个极大极大的祝福。
This is a great blessing that God has given us.
我们的锚是抛锚在主耶稣基督的磐石上。
Our anchor is Christ. It's the rock of Christ.
他是拯救我们、坚定我们、供应给我们的神。
He saved us, he strengthened us, and he provides for us.
弟兄姐妹，神在跟我们说话。
Dear brothers and sisters, God is speaking to us.
主耶稣基督在告诉我们，
Jesus Christ is telling us,
你已经属于我了。
You have already belonged to me.
你是属于我的。
You belong to me.
你过一个像是有我生命人的样子吧。
So live a life that shows that you have life from me.
不要将生命掌握在自己的手中了吧。
Don't try to put your life in your own control.
经历我的带领。
Try to experience my guidance.
我们一同祷告。Let's
pray.
主耶稣基督，我们是何等的爱你。Dear
Jesus Christ, we love you so much.
主，我们属于你的人，我们在你的面前真的是非常的惭愧。Those
who belong to you, we are really ashamed. When we stand before you,
主，在这个生命当中，
in this life,
我们太容易看见只看见我们自己所能控制的事物。
Too easily, we only can see what we can see with our physical eyes.
当我们对人事物失望的时候，
when we are disappointed with people or things around us.
我们忘记仰头看你。
We tend to forget look to you.
你是那位关照在严寒南极里面过生活的企鹅的神。
You are the God who cares for those penguins who lived in that severe cold environment. But regardless how severe the cold or the environment, how bad the environment is,
你却保守维持他们的生命,
you protect and preserve their lives.
你并且保守他们不受到伤害,
you also protect them against all the attacks from others.
今天我们也是蒙恩得救，得着你祝福保护，你所关爱的人。
Today we are also those whom you have already saved.
我们是那些你赐了我们不会失败信心，也拥有不至于失败信心的这群人。
You have given us a faith that will not fail.
但是你要试炼我们的信心。
You want to test our faith.
让我们可以看见这个信心的实在和它的力量。
So that we may see, understand how real this faith is.
你是那位坚定我们信心的神。
You are the God who strengthens our faith.
你也是让我们因为借着信心经历了你之后，能够造就我们弟兄姐妹的神。
You are also the God who desires for us to strengthen our brothers and sisters after our own faith has been tested.
求主你怜悯我们,
may you have mercy on us.
看顾我们,
care for us.
主让我们如同彼得一样,
allow us to be just like Peter.
主我们永远是回到你的面前,
we will forever just turn back to you.
我们永远是回到你那边接受你慈爱，接受你的包容的人。
Regardless of what, we will eventually always turn back to you, receiving your care and your protection.
我们爱你，我们也感谢你。
We love you and we are grateful to you.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.